Ooh. Tuck your shit, tuck your shit. Ease mental notes. Oh, what? Tuck your shit, ay, tuck. Ay. They what?
They wanna know
who's that girl, ay. Yeah. Say what? That's me. Hey, nigga, what? Yeah, it was just. I got in the car and I was like, oh, dang, I'm sorry, I can't record today. But fuck it. I'm gonna go ahead and do it.
You catch that shit when it's here, though?
No, like, that's the thing. I've been wanting to. I wanted to. You know what I mean? It's not that I didn't want to at all. I definitely did. I've been having some good conversations with people, so. I gotta, you know, just give these mental notes. So yeah, I mean, like, the conversations I was having earlier with my homegirl, she was talking about just how she was lost when it came to her own life. So just pause on the play, like, this slick little segment, episode, whatever, is just literally unplanned. It's on the fly. Why not? Fuck it. Just the conversations that I be having. How about that? So, yeah. So, today, you know, not today, but what day was that? The other day. Just say the other day. She was just talking about how she felt really lost and how she feels her life with her brand and what she's doing. And, you know, she was kind of worried about really the tedious things, right? Like, well, I don't really know how, like, you know, I want my logo to, or somebody's fixing my, doing my logo, but they've been taking forever. And I'm like, girl, you can't wait for somebody. I'm giving you this chance, this window. Like how we was talking earlier. This is shit, it's supposed to be set in motion. When you really make it about the business and not about the money, then you really understand what's up. This is your baby. This is what you really want. This is your brand. This is what eventually is people gonna know you for. That's your future self. That's what you're supposed to want to do this for. This is what you're supposed to want to literally live your life for. Your future self. I mean, guess some people don't really see their future self as something other than their present self. But shit. I see every single detail of my future self as if that shit happened tomorrow. Cut a check tomorrow. I know how to plan that whole shit out. Why not? So why not chase the dream? You chasing the lifestyle, not necessarily the dollar. Why? I mean, because every step of the way is literally something that's boom. There it is. There go the next level. It's level to this shit. These people ain't Oprah. She didn't offer it and become Oprah. Oprah is a business. I guess some episodes are really only meant for certain people because only certain people can understand where I'm coming from. Because only certain people may feel that inside and they just stuck in a situation and they don't really understand, like, fuck it. I'm going to do what I want to do, what I got to do, who I got to know, how I got to move, how I got to switch up. All right, fuck it. These niggas might clown me, but fuck it. So what? Shit, this what I got to do to get to. Come on now. Period. I don't know. It's just these mental notes. I just, you know, should I just be thinking about it? Should just me just looking out. I always look at it like this. I have my perspective of what's going on, and I feel like I have the perspective of the third eye to really sit and take a look out outside and look at the whole picture. Because if you don't look at it that way, if you don't really say, okay, this is how I feel about working here. So, how my outlook on it is going to be like, this is a collaboration. What's up? What you need me to do? I guess that's just the jobs that I'm going to go for. Not necessarily saying, like, you know, fuck it, if you work in corporate and whoop. Nah, you go, you do your job, but don't think at the end of the day these people won't fire you tomorrow and then you be standing there looking lost. And then what can you leave your kids? What can you leave your family? Man, I was watching Offset's interview today. He was really sitting there spitting some knowledge. He was so wise now. He's so, like, you could just see the growth. Like, you know, I do this for my family. Like, if I'm gone, then who gonna take care of my family? Like, who gonna take care of my family? I have to leave something. You know, they buying up houses and just really on the radio at his platform, at his level. Sitting here, okay, bro, this is what you're supposed to do. Cars and shit, jewelry and shit, that's cool, but what is that gonna do then? That's, you gonna leave your kids that when you go tomorrow? But them houses that you could buy, that shit right there, set that shit up, whoop. Even when you go tomorrow, that shit could be on, live on, that shit, set your family up for the rest of their lives. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's like when I feel like anybody who strongly believed when people said, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" You were so proud to say what you wanted to be.
I want to be really, really rich so I could have slumber parties in my giant mansion.
You gonna call me a liar, bro? That's what I want to do. It's people out here who became doctors. So why should anybody, I guess for me it's like, what gives anybody the right to sit here and tell someone or feel some type of way because somebody wants to better themselves? You see the type of moves I'm trying to make. So why you sitting here hating on me? I said it, so I'm doing it. I don't know. I guess the experiences could steer stuff. Yeah. But I don't, I guess for me, I could have had that. So it's so, I guess it's so hard for me. I wouldn't necessarily say hard for me, really, because like I said, I understand. Because some people, it's okay. They just, okay, shit. I ain't about to stress about shit. I'm not about to sit here and do this. Why you gotta do it? I'm not, that's too extra. You doing too much. Okay, my nigga. When I got these motherfucking millions, nigga, of course I'm doing too much. Ballin'. Flexing on a nigga quick. quick.
What I'm trying to say is stop making niggas feel bad for evolving. You know what I mean? Nigga, I don't want to drink Barefoot no more. I can afford this. I don't want to drink Moscato no more. You know what I'm saying? That shit don't do nothing for me. It don't do nothing for you either. But that's all you can get. I get it. Yes, I'm the shit, nigga. Yes.
But what I'm doing now is I'm taking steps to do. And I'm not even just talking about, like, stardom. Yes, I model. Yes, I act. But I'm not even talking about stardom. Like, you feel me? I don't want to even be pressed about stardom. Cause at any, we in a society where any given moment niggas can just drop you because of Instagram type shit.
Right.
You gotta live up this.
Right.
No, I'm not doing that. So let me see how I get this money. Boom. That's what I'm supposed to do. Okay, cool. I can still live the lifestyle I want to live, and if I want to go to an audition, I'ma go to an audition. But I just want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And enjoy doing it. And make money doing it. Period. That's what careers are. That's what billionaires do. That's what Oprah, that's what the fuck Oprah does. I'm pretty sure she loves her network. I'm pretty sure it's not work for her. She been doing it for a long ass time. Since they cut her ass off and brought her ass back. And she's like, all you need is just what one time, and that can happen at any given moment. So, damn. I need some more water. Is this the? Is this no good?
It's been drinking out of. I did it.
I mean, shit, I ain't tripping. Okay, I'm about to say no.
How you feel about the dough?
You don't
want
it up.
I don't want to cause a push on.
Okay. It was just feeling right. Yeah, I can trip. But this beat is riding. I'm riding with it. But yeah, like I have a lot of conversations with a lot of people about what they should do. Because a lot of people don't have those people around them to have those type of conversations. And they feel like I'm just doing it. Like I'm figuring this shit out just like you are still. But I'm doing what the fuck I want to do. Like, period. Nothing's going to stop my journey because of... No. And I know people who got kids who ain't stopping they shit. So that ain't no damn excuse. You just gotta wanna put in that work, that put in that mental. Cause it's all mental. But I love it though. That's what my sorority sister, she was saying, like, yeah, man, I tell you, I really think, that's your calling, that's your purpose, it's like, you know, and I was like, I've been thinking about that lately. It's like, what do I identify, like, as my purpose, like, you know, some people may feel like, Denzel, oh, that's his purpose, Halle Berry, oh. You feel me? For me, I get, you know, I like acting. I love acting because I'm good at acting. Modeling, I love modeling. Do I have to necessarily get paid? At this moment in my life, I'm not pressed about it because I love to do it and I'm gaining that experience. So why not find other avenues? Because then at that point, you're like, shit, you pay from this. You can do whatever you want to do. You can act, you know what I'm saying, in what you want to act in and still get that satisfaction of acting. You feel me? You can work with who you want to work with and still get that side. I don't have to be pressed about modeling for Gucci, Prada. You feel me? I'm out of four. Shout out to Living Life. You feel me?
Stay tuned, motherfucker.
I literally do this. I'm not personality. Because I understand people's journeys and where they about to go. Offset said in Atlanta, like, you know, any Atlanta rapper that's really up next is hanging around four other rappers that's really about to be on too. And that's really with anybody who's really a creative. If you really hanging around who you supposed to be. You are all on top. Because y'all all gonna put each other on top. That's how it works. That's how it works. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. Because everybody got their own talents. But everybody gotta be on that. That has to be the type of people that you hang around. You have to be hanging around someone like a relationship. Like I said, you living your life, they living their life. But the common goal is where y'all trying to be in life. Period. Because now y'all can, they have their own journey that they going through. So now y'all can talk about what y'all need to talk about to help each other out, to figure it out together. Because now y'all can have those type of conversations. Because sometimes it is hard to trust people, you know? But when you find people who literally genuinely have their own grind about themselves and really doing what they gotta do and ain't worried about what you gonna do, then y'all good. Y'all ain't gotta see each other every day. I can even literally chop it up about business. And that can be the homie. You feel me? Literally be like, that's boom. Y'all get on. One of y'all get on. Oh yeah, man. My man, see got do. Yeah, man. I mean, I'm out for a lot of you. Straight No Chasers, shout out to them. I was just about to post that on my page a bit too. I love Atlanta. It's like right before I left Detroit, I started modeling. Shout out to Chris. That's the first photographer I ever shot with. No, you know what? I lied. Well, that's as a model, really, that was the first. And since then, I was like, okay. I was like, okay, I see you. But I always take pictures. People don't understand, like, I was always in front of the camera. And I was thinking about that, like, when I was driving over here, like, my dude is calling me. Let me answer, because you know things be happening, like. Hello. You interrupting the podcast, babe. I just couldn't help myself. So I got you on speakerphone, by the way, and you on the podcast.
Okay.
But you asleep?
Yeah, I was checking on you.
It's still early.
Yeah, so I'm
getting up now. Okay, well, I'll call you when I leave here. And then we can link up because I better see you. Okay?
Yeah, I already know,
baby. I love you.
Love you too, baby.
Peace out. Yeah, that's my nigga. Yeah. It's like crazy. It's like I don't even know what I said, what I was talking about, right? But that's how you know when you're in love. That's how you know. That is how you know. Because I was about to start talking about a whole different topic. Oh, man. Right. Right. So, yeah. So, once I came down here, I understood the order of operation. But I've always I wouldn't necessarily say model. I didn't really start modeling until maybe like 3 years ago. Yeah, I didn't start modeling until about 3 years ago. But I've always been taking pictures. That's how you know why you think I'm so good, man. This shit take, I've been doing this shit. Come on now. I've been doing this shit. It's like how I look at me modeling. I look at it like how a nigga do music. You know what I'm saying? You got your underground music, got your niggas that was, you know, like rapping, like, you know, writing it down. They feeling themselves to themselves. Like, you feel me? I see my glow up. I see where I started to where I'm at now. I'm like, okay. Y'all, I don't talk about my voice. Fuck y'all. If y'all can't listen to this because of my voice, man, y'all ain't real. Because it's about the real, okay? I'm pushing this through for y'all. So y'all gotta appreciate it. But no, man. I see a lot. Let's see what other conversations that I have today. I mean, I keep saying today. Did I have a conversation today? Oh. Real nigga moment. Let go. So for a real nigga moment, let go. I had to just let a real nigga moment ride because the white black girl at my job, and I do not care again. If you're listening, baby, I just need you to understand this is just my mental and this is just really my perspective about it. All you can do is respect it because I respected you in that moment. Cause nobody knows you, girl. So it's cool. Anywho, so she goes to say, I don't believe that Donald Trump is a racist. An asshole, yeah, maybe, yeah, but not a racist. I mean, if you employ black people, you can't be a racist.
What the fuck?
I just sat there and I let that real nigga moment go. Cause some black people, you just can't even. It wasn't even worth my energy. Because I guess it's just been too many times, you know, for me, you know, where we've had these conversations and I just had to, that's why, like I said before, it's like, when you're dealing with people, if you gonna deal with somebody, you gotta find that balance. You can't keep tussling with a person, and at the end of the day, this person is just literally being themselves, right? So right now, like I said, this is a learning experience. You are learning this person, period. So now you know, okay, shit, fuck it, I know. This ain't, let me give him a whole different version of myself. I can't be a real nigga with this nigga. I can't be a real nigga with this nigga, because she's still a nigga. Period. But oh man, it was just so interesting. I had to just sit there and I just say nothing. Like I just nodded my head, like, mm-hmm. Girl, what? Come on now, baby. Man, come on now. He don't think you his equal, I tell you that. But, hey. I'm learning to accept people for who they are and just ride with my life how I need to ride with my life. I gotta experience you. I give you a version of me that you deserve. That we mesh well with. I gotta give you that version. If I have to tone down my version, then that's what I have to do. But best believe I'm that same bitch. Cause nigga, step out of line and you gon' get that real nigga. Period. But hey, this is just Eve's mental notes. Don't take it personal. That's why people fucked up now. They take it personal. Why? Why are you taking this shit personal? It ain't got shit to do with you. And if it do, it still ain't got shit to do with you. Why? Because it's my motherfucking perspective. Period. Oh my God. Can you believe that? Can you really honestly? That shit crazy, right? Sit and think about that. Dwindle on that a bit. Let me sip some my water. See, this podcast is meant for you to really have a conversation, like, you know what I mean? Like, really sit and think about it. Have a conversation with yourself. Fuck it. You ain't necessarily talking to yourself. Think of it as thinking out loud. Because that's what you're doing. You're just thinking out loud. Because some shit just needs to be talked about. Let that shit out. I don't know. Well, one thing's for sure. We could take a look into Eve's final thoughts. And one. Man, just stay true to yourself. Remember that you are you. Your perspective is your perspective. Two. Remember, your vision is your vision. You can't put on my glasses and be able to see with my prescription. So, why do you think you can see my vision? Never let anybody take what you want away from you.
Do you, boo-boo? To you, boo-boo.
Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Dealing with my voice, I know it's crazy, but listen, this ain't the real one. All right, y'all, be safe. Peace out. Hey, let it ride, let it ride. Let it ride, let it ride. Let it ride, let it ride. Hey, 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 hey. Freedom. What? I'm on, hit me, it's ease mental notes, I said ease mental notes, check me out, check me out.